le jour de gloire est arrivé.
A group of French residents sang their national anthem, La Marseillaise, as local residents joined in a ceremony that honored those who lost their lives in Friday's terrorist attacks in Paris. Two flags made of flowers, the French tricolor and the U.S. stars and stripes, were laid on a table with a replica of the Eiffel Tower and a book for people to sign. Damien Wattel, the honorary French consul to San Antonio, thanked local residents who reached out in solidarity.
Obviously, everyone's touched across the world about this, and I can tell you that the French people are very touched about your support. So I would ask everyone to please do a minute of silence.
For Wattel's mother, Lucille, the attack struck close to home. Her grandson is a musician in Paris who regularly plays at the Bataclan Theater, where 89 hostages were killed.
And he has a concert just 1 week before. And when he has a concert, all my grandchildren in Paris goes to see their cousin, of course, you know. So, and I could lose 6 grandchildren.
San Antonio Spurs point guard and French national Tony Parker joined the rally with his mother and one of his brothers.
My other brother was in Paris that day, and so we were really worried, obviously. All our family, friends, you know, can't believe it, still in shock.
Also in the crowd were firefighters and police officers, including San Antonio Police Chief William McManus. McManus says you can't always prevent attacks like this, but San Antonio is as prepared as a city can be.
You can't necessarily ensure everyone that something like this could never ever happen, because it could. But we do everything that we can possibly do and more to ensure that it doesn't.
Among the crowd, San Antonio resident Melissa Hernandez held a small sign that read, Hope. She wants to show France a return of support the world once gave the United States.
The U.S. has been through it before with the 9/11, and everybody around the world also showed their support. So we're all under one God, so we come and pray for them like everybody else did pray for us, and we've been through it, so we know how it feels and the sacrifices and all that and what they're going through.
Paulie-Emilie Dujour, a French citizen who's been living in San Antonio for 5 years, says the world may be shaken by the attacks, but we shouldn't live in fear.
Because that's exactly what they want. They want people to be scared, and so I shouldn't. So that's why some people said that together was not a good idea and that like something might happen. I was just like, no, I need to show my support and I need to be here.
Again, Damien Wattel recalled a moment in history that prompted Americans to unite and fight back.
My personal thoughts is, yes, remember that famous phrase from Pearl Harbor, I'm afraid we've awakened the giant. I think that just might be, you know, I think that just might be the case, that ISIS just awakened a giant.
France may be bruised and grieving, but Wattel says that the country is more than well prepared to fight back. Joy Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.